USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republicans in Congress are pushing aside calls to investigate possible political interference at the Justice Department. The reaction comes after the agency asked for a lighter prison term for President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone. Senator Elizabeth Warren added her take.
We are watching a descent into authoritarianism.
The Trump administration said there was absolutely no retaliation against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, who were removed from their White House jobs last week in fallout from President Trump's impeachment acquittal. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
The President of the United States did learn a lesson. The lesson, he can do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he can abuse his office. He'll never, ever be held accountable by this Senate. That was the lesson.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two more presidential candidates are calling it quits. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Businessman Andrew Yang and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett both announcing after the New Hampshire results came clear that they were dropping out of the race. Yang was asked on the morning after what his next move might be.
I'm more attracted to executive roles than legislative ones because I think you can get more done, you can get your hands dirtier and actually roll up your sleeves.
Now that Yang has dropped out of the race, there's speculation he might run for New York City mayor. A top advisor to presidential candidate and former mayor himself, Mike Bloomberg, says it would be a natural next step for the math whiz to take.
Stormy weather is causing trouble in much of the east. Forecasters are predicting snow, ice, and freezing rain in the north and heavy rain in the south below New York City. In the northern plain states, there's a blizzard warning with winds gusting over 50 miles per hour in some areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Facebook has found and deactivated three networks based overseas for violating rules against inauthentic behavior on behalf of a government or foreign actor. The company said the largest network originated in Russia and primarily targeted Ukraine and neighboring countries. Another was based in Iran and focused mainly on targeting the United States. And a third emerged from Myanmar and Vietnam. All three networks had engaged in foreign or governmental interference on Facebook and also Instagram. Nathaniel Gleischer, Facebook's head of security policy, said the three operations used phony accounts and user groups to spread misinformation. In the Russia group, Facebook said it removed 78 accounts, 11 pages, 29 groups, and 4 Instagram accounts that frequently posed as citizen journalists and commented on political news. 11 other Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to Iran and had shared posts about various topics, including the 2020 U.S. elections, Christianity, and Middle East policies of the U.S. Paul English, the longtime drummer for Willie Nelson, has died at the age of 87. He passed away at a hospital near his home in Dallas, Texas, following a recent bout with pneumonia. English performed with Willie Nelson right up until his death, sharing percussion duties with his younger brother, Billy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.